Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here in the area. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Laura. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. I see that you are somewhat in the solar industry. I actually come from that field. How long have you been doing solar specifically? Because I know you also do roofing.
Since 2013, maybe.
Oh, okay. So about 10 years. That's really interesting.
Yeah,
So do you do the solar yourself, or do you go through like a distributor that kind of helps you set everything up?
I work with an electrician who has a team that installs for me. So essentially, he's my sub, and we sell on this end, and he installs.
Yes. The solar industry is a very good industry to get into. So, I completely hear you on that end. And I mean, you've been doing roofing for quite some time as well, a few years actually, longer than that. I mean, how has everything been going for you, job-wise? I mean, what do you do for marketing?
I have several different avenues that I'm trying to utilize. Surefire Local is one of them.
Okay.
They're more along on the roofing side. And then I recently signed up with another company to try to increase my lead flow. I'm trying to ascertain, and I think talking to Charles, I'm not interested in somebody just listing me as I have to have results, and
Of course.
I'm not going to spend the money just to throw it out there, wait and see kind of thing. I need results right away. So if I'm spending any money, if I have to buy leads, I'll buy leads. I don't know. I'd rather do that than just sign up with somebody and then nothing happens. I've got a company that's working right now, but they're working on SEO, and I haven't heard from them for a week and a half, so I don't know what they're doing.
Is it that Surefire one that you're talking about, or which one is it that you're?
No, different company, but I don't have all my notes in front of me, but it's
Okay.
I know, been around long enough that I know that buying real estate, it used to be the yellow pages, and that was expensive. You want to be on the front page. It's also expensive. You want to be listed on the Google on that top three or four, and whatever else is underneath it. So all sorts of different little guarantees and all that sort of stuff. So all sorts of stuff to spend your money on, but I'm not seeing a lot of results from any of them, so I'm not sure.
Okay. So,
But
question.
how is he any better, or are you guys any better than anybody else?
Yeah, okay. So first, I want to understand a little bit about what it is that you have going on. So how long have you been with the Surefire Local?
Probably about a year.
About a year. Okay. Now they are handling your because they're an SEO company, right?
Yeah, but they're mostly a roofing. They work with roofers more than anything else. So I was
Because
through
I'm
a manufacturing company. Okay.
so I'm a little curious on this side because if you have them doing the SEO, I mean they're doing it on the roofing side. Why did you start working with another company that does SEO as well? Is there a particular reason or what was your thought process on that?
Well, the other company is the one that's working with the SEO. Surefire is a marketing, and they work hand in hand with the company GAF, which is a large manufacturing of roofing products, and I get leads through them. Okay, Scorpion. Have you heard of Scorpion?
I have not, but I'll look them up right now as well.
Scorpion and Surefire. Are the two that are my main
okay.
Online.
So typically you want to work with just one SEO company, just so you know you have a little information on that. When you start working with multiple SEO companies, it starts kind of creating an online mess for yourself, because you have different companies trying to accomplish somewhat of the same thing. And that might be what's happening when it comes to getting your results, is because you kind of have too many hands in the cookie jar kind of deal. Does that make sense?
Sure.
So what I would actually recommend for you, and I think you mentioned it, I'm just not sure, what I would think would be best on your side based off of what you're telling me as well, is going towards the Google Guarantee side. Do you know much about that program?
Well, I've investigated some, you know, the Google Guarantee, few steps to qualify, that sort of thing, but it does help pop you up there where you possibly get more leads through them. Yeah. So I've heard
yes.
That.
Yes.
I don't think I've done that yet.
Okay. Okay, so let me kind of first see if you would somewhat qualify for the program. Now, are you able to pass a background check?
Sure.
Okay. Now, do you have a business license?
I do.
And business insurance?
How many you want? I got bunches of them. I got them almost every city.
Okay. So it looks like that you would qualify for the program. Basically what it is Google is guaranteeing your work up to $2,000. And it's also guaranteeing you up to, based off of, let me see here. It's guaranteeing you up to 13, qualified leads. So when I talk about qualified leads, I mean that either you've gotten a phone call and you've given an estimate over the phone, or you've gotten a phone call and they have gone to, and you guys have set up a time for you to go give an estimate. That is what would qualify as a guaranteed lead. So you only get charged for those. The minimum monthly budget that you need to have is $557 a month for those leads. Now, let me take a look here a little bit about your area as well. It actually is going to be a little bit less. Sorry, go ahead.
How many leads guaranteed, Laura, with that 550?
It's actually going to be, sorry, I gave you the wrong number. It's actually going to be $452 a month, and that guarantees you up to 13 qualified leads. Now, there is a $250 application fee that is to do the background check. You know, Google's going to do all that type of verification for you. We're not going to charge you the $452 until your application goes through, and then we start running your campaign at the top of Google. And that's exactly where we're going to put you, is Google Guaranteed. So this is different than what you're doing. And this is what's going to show you the results, because you're only going to get charged for those qualified leads. And let's just say, for example, you get really busy one month, you only take one job, so you still have that minimum monthly budget. The following month, we're not going to charge you the full amount of $452. It just rolls over to the next month, and we only charge you the difference. And that's including your service fee. Sorry, go ahead.
So instead of, if it rolls over, I don't how should I say this? I don't receive those leads the 1 month, and so I've got a budget that I spent that guaranteed me 13 qualified, but I didn't take 13 qualified leads. Rolls over to the next.
Correct. It rolls over, but it guarantees you up to 13 qualified leads. It's up to 13.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But if I take all of those 13, where does that money go to?
You're basically paying for the lead. But again, the leads are only qualified. You will only be charged for qualified leads. So the thing that makes the lead qualified is if you give an estimate over the phone or if you set up an appointment to go give an estimate.
Okay. And who tracks that?
So Google's going to give you a phone number, and the phone number is going to, it basically has like AI, and it's able to, hear, you know, certain words, certain verbiage that's used, and it automatically, does it for you through AI. Crazy how nowadays everything is. But you are also going to get a dashboard. So you're going to be able to track this yourself. In the dashboard, it'll tell you if it's qualified and not qualified. And for whatever weird reason, let's just say something, it says it's qualified and it's really not. You just let us know and we handle the dispute with Google for you. So it's not something that you would have to worry about.
Does it decipher between a roof replacement lead and a roof repair lead?
No, it's actually not going to, let me see here. Let me tell you what type of jobs there is. Give me a second so I can tell you exactly what it is in there. Let's see.
Because I wouldn't want to pay. I mean, leads, roof replacement is a whole lot different.
So, for roofing, this is what, and of course, you're going to be able to pick the ones that you want to be looked for, but the keywords for roofing would be roof inspection, roof installation, roof repair. We have attic venting, gutter installation, gutter repair, skylight installation, skylight repair, storm, wind, damage, roof repair. So you would pick out those, you know, obviously of the services or the jobs that you're trying to receive.
Did you list, because I didn't think I heard it, roof replacement?
The roof replacement's going to be under the roof installation in there as well. And there is in there as other. So if we do need to add, if you specifically want roof replacement, that would also go in there for you.
Along with all the rest, or can I delineate?
You're
going to
pick.
I'm going to pick.
Yeah, you would pick, because it's obviously you know your business the most, and it goes off of what type of jobs you want to receive.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about everything? I know. And the good news, too, is that this is not going to be in any type of competition with what you currently have already. Since they're taking care of the other sides, we would just take care of the Google Guarantee side for you, which you're going to see this is the most profitable since you're only paying for, you know, qualified leads. So what do you think about everything? You want to give us a shot so we can show you what we can do?
And how long does the process take in relationship to getting the qualified, getting my company, I guess, qualified? That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes. Okay. So when we start the application, it takes approximately 4 to 8 weeks. Now, if you can get me all of your paperwork right away from when I send out the application to you, I've seen it done as soon as 3 weeks.
Problem I got, at least at this point, is 3 weeks will put me right in the middle of October. You got a month. Around the Bay Area, you can typically work year-round, but it slows down greatly once the storms start to come. And we're almost there.
I get that. And that is why, hold on. That is why. So that is exactly why we roll over your budget. So as soon as it starts slowing down for you, if you don't have that many searches, that's okay. You're not going to get that many qualified leads. So what's going to happen is it's going to roll over to the following month. So just as we did mention, you're not going to be charged that full amount every single month. So it does roll over for you because you're only going to be charged for qualified leads. So that's why it's, you know, that's absolutely not a problem on our end.
Okay.
Hmm?
All right.
So, I mean, what type of questions do you have so far for me when it comes to Google Guarantee?
Well, you made a very important comment about having too many companies doing basically stepping on each other.
Correct.
That's how this is that. And I think what I need to do is give you an exact listing of everything that I've got going on as far as my advertising budget.
Mm-hmm.
And who I'm paying it to for what services. And then I need some advice as to who to delete or drop so that I am not having the same problems as I had before.
So far when it comes to your actual Google Guarantee side, that would not step on anything that you currently have. In my opinion, whatever you have done already with your other companies, if you have not seen results, I would, first of all, just cancel them all out and go the Google Guarantee route because that is the best option for anybody who has that, any company that has that availability to do Google Guarantee. I always suggest it because, again, you're only paying for qualified leads. So that is, you know, that alone in itself is what you want. You don't want what you're doing so far. So my opinion, what I would recommend for you is cut the other companies. Don't even bother. If you've already been with them for a year and you're not seeing anything, so forget about it and go the Google Guarantee side.
Mm-hmm.
So if we start on the program today, like I did say, you know, it takes about 4 to 8 weeks. But if you can get me that paperwork right away, you know, I've seen it as soon as 3. So that's why it would be great to start the process.
How much information? What are you looking at?
So I would basically get the basics of your business information. So let me see here. Jerry, I have... The spelling of your first name is J-E-R-R-Y. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then, Jerry, what is your last name?
Schaefer. S-H-A-F-F-E-R.
S-C-H?
H-F-H-A-F-F-E-R.
Okay. All right. And then, Jerry, what is your email address?
Business Shadowfax, SHADOWFAX, roofing at gmail.com.
Okay. I'm probably going to need to get that one more time because it was a few letters. You said it was business, and then what was next?
The business email address is shadowfax, S-H-A-D-O-W-F-A-X, roofing at gmail.com.
Okay. So shadowfaxroofing@gmail.com. Now, is this phone number the number that you're going to want your clients to call you on? The one that ends in 2114?
No, that's private. So I don't, that's my cell number.
Okay, go ahead.
You want my business number, that's 408-628-0065. That's listed in Campbell County.
Okay. As I did mention, we're going to provide you a phone number as well, but the number, those calls will still go directly to your business line. So,
whenever somebody calls me currently and they call the 628 number, it simply kicks it forward to my cell so that when I'm out of the office, I don't miss anything.
Okay. That works perfectly. Now, for company name, I have Shadowfax Roofing and Solar. Is that correct?
That's a DBA, yeah.
Okay. Is that the name that you want to promote, or do you want to put it under something else?
That says pretty much everything you need to say in a name.
Exactly. Okay. And then what is your business address?
75 Dillon Avenue, 95008.
Okay, so let me make sure I have that correct. In Campbell, California. Let me put that down. Okay. All right. Now, for authorized users on the account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
No.
Okay. All right. Got you down as roofer. Okay. And what on Google right now that I see for your hours of operation, I have Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday closed. Is that correct?
That's pretty close.
Oh, do you want me to change it for you? I can do that. It's up to you.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay. Now, I'm going to send you over a text message as well. It's going to have the application that you're going to need to fill out. I'm going to set up an appointment for you also to have it's going to be one of our onboarding teams. They're going to give you a call to make sure that, first of all, we're doing all of this correctly, that you, if you need help with the application, we'll be there to help you out step by step, and also help you out with anything that you might need and go into detail about your, business information. The good news is that you already have at least, five existing Google reviews, and they're all good reviews. So that also is great on that end. Let me take a look here, and we are going to need for you to also provide us a driver's license, identity card, or a passport. Are you going to be able to also give us that information?
Yes, but I do not have a current California license. I have a Maryland driver's license. Is that going to work?
Let me make sure to ask my manager to see if that will be an issue.
And the reason why is because I purchased a home in Maryland with my family, and that's my permanent residence.
Mm-hmm.
My business in California.
Okay. All right. I'm asking my manager right now as well. And yes, it should be fine. It's not a problem for that at all. And let's see here. You do have a business license, which is great. And you do have insurance. That's great as well. Let me see here. Now, The website that you currently have now, I don't know if one of the companies that you're with is providing you that website, but we also provide websites with our service. And I'm not sure what you're planning on doing with the other company, but do you want us to build a website for you?
Probably not at this point. I'll write down that you can build a website.
Okay.
I spent quite a bit of money lately, the last couple of years, on this thing, and not happy with it, but I also have the ability to throw away my whatever I don't like, and I'd like to simplify it some, but I don't know. I'm not going to spend a lot of money on something like that. It's not that big a deal. As long as they can find me, that's what I'm looking for.
Yes, exactly. And we're going to, I'm going to put it down in the notes. If you ever do change your mind and you do want us to build a website for you, that is an option. It is a nice website. It's a my site. So you'll always have that option as well. Okay?
Do you have any at your disposal in front of you any websites in my area that you have actually built for someone that I might see?
We have the templates, so
I need to know actual websites that you've built.
Okay. So what I'll do is when we get off the line, I'll also send you a text message with an actual website that we have built. So then you can take a look at it and see the way that it looks. And then when you have your onboarding call, you can let them know if you want us to make one for you or not. Now, the onboarding call, they do call within an hour window, and it is approximately, it's about a 45-minute call, depending on how many questions you have. So what does your availability look like for, it looks like today we're a little bit packed up, but for tomorrow or Friday, when's your next available time?
Maybe tomorrow.
Okay. Is there a particular time?
You say it's going to take 45 minutes? Usually
it's approximately a 45-minute call. Yeah, I have an 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. available tomorrow.
What are they trying to accomplish at this particular?
Yeah, so they're going to go, what they're going to do is go over more in detail with your company information, let you know exactly what needs to be done. The application that I sent you, go over it, kind of help you out to fill it out if you need help. They're going to pretty much also go over like what keywords you want to be found for mainly. And they go more into detail with that type of information because they actually do research in your area, where you're located, what's searched the most. So they're pretty much the ones that are going to take care of the back end of your account. So that's what the call is going to be for.
Let me ask you this also, Laura. The leads that they send me, are those shared leads with other roofing companies?
No, they are not, which is what makes this program great. These are calls that go only to you, directly to you, and that's why they are qualified leads. So that qualified lead is not going to go to you, and it's not going to go to somebody else, it just goes directly to you. And again, you only get charged if it's qualified, which means that you've given an estimate or you have, over the phone, or you have made an appointment to go give an estimate.
Let's see. Tomorrow is Thursday. What did you say you have available tomorrow?
I have between 11 to 12, if that works for you.
Okay. I can do that.
Okay. I got you down for 11 to 12. I'm going to send you, when we get off the phone as well, a Google invite. So you will get that in your email when we get off the phone. Now, for the card that you're going to use, is it going to have your name or is it going to have the company name or both?
The card that I'm going to use?
Correct.
What are you asking?
The card that you're going to use for the application fee of the $250?
Oh, the credit card is what you're talking about.
Yeah, or debit card, whichever one works best for you.
It is my business Inc. card. It's a debit card.
Okay, so it's a Visa. And does it have your full name, Jerry Schaefer?
It does.
Is there any middle initial that I need to put on there?
It's got L on it.
Okay, L. All right. And for the billing address on that card, is it also the 75 Dillon Avenue?
It is.
Okay. Now, I got that down. Now, I am ready for the card info whenever you are.
Okay, and this amount is how much? $250, you said?
It's a flat rate of $250. That is only paid one time to get your application going.
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
4246-3153-3791. 2271.
Okay, and then when is the expiration?
1127.
And the security code?
513.
Okay, now every time we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. That's so you know it's us calling you and not some random company trying to scam you. So you have three options. You can pick mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, and what is her maiden name?
Lyle, L-I-S-L-E.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to go over the voice verification as well. So it's going to be on a recorded line. If you have any questions or you want me to clear anything up, just let me know so I can get that taken care of for you. And, I'm going to get that started. So it's welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call will be on a recorded line for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Shadowfax Roofing and Solar.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Jerry Schaefer, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be aware you might be contacted by third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why we're always going to ask you that security question. So basically, we're just asking that you are going to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I did also send you a text message. Let me make sure I sent it to, I'm pretty sure I sent it to your cell phone. Let me verify. It has our office line. No, I didn't send it to your cell phone. Let me do that right now. Your cell phone is the one that ends in 2114?
That's correct.
Okay. Let me send you our office line. So that's where you're going to be able to reach me at directly, and that's the number we're going to be calling you from. I'm going to send you over the application as well that needs to be taken care of. Okay. Contact phone.
I got it. 877-635-6225.
Perfect. That's our office line, and my extension is there as well. If you want to reach me there directly, you can reach me there. I also sent you the application. So the application is the one where you're going to need to fill out and get that back to us as soon as possible. Now, the amount that's going to be charged today is going to be the $250. And then when we start setting up your, when everything, of course, gets approved, your monthly budget, and let me make sure I have that correct for you. The monthly budget for your leads is going to be the $452. And of course, as I did mention, that rolls over if you don't use up your whole budget, so it's not the full amount that gets charged every month. And you can always cancel your services whenever you like with us as well, so there's no contract. Just give us a call 3 days before your next billing is due. Now, I do have you down. Let me make sure I have all this correct here. I got you down for a call from our onboarding team tomorrow. It's going to be between 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. And as long as I'm available, of course, I'm going to be able to be there to introduce you to the account manager. If I'm not available, they're going to call you regardless. Now, you're going to be receiving text messages and emails right now as well shortly. So just give me a second. Sometimes it takes a little bit to get it triggered.
I don't have a, it disappeared on me, but you sent me a text message, and I can't find that at this point.
Yes, I can resend it to you. So let me.
I think I got it. Is it the 877 number?
Yes. So our phone number is the 877-635-6225.
Okay. Google. Okay. And Local Splash, right? Local Splash.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
.com/GGAEP. Google something, guarantee app, something like that, I guess, huh?
Yes,
okay.
That is going to be your application, and I'm sending you right now as well the terms and conditions. So if you can, you should be receiving it shortly. If you can open up that link for me, please.
Local Splash terms, okay, got that.
Mm-hmm. So this is basically letting you know what we're going to do for you. So the only one that you need to focus on is going to be the Google Guaranteed section, which is what we're going to be doing for you. It goes over the cost breakdown for you right there as well, which is the $250 for the application fee. The only thing I need you to do is just at the bottom, click on the I Certify box. And just type in your name the way that it looks with, you know, capital J, capital L, and capital S, and just confirm the signature.
Where are you at?
All the way at the bottom of that link I sent you. You got to scroll down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, it's okay. I know. I'm not too big on technology myself, so I always get lost also.
Okay. Jerry sign. Click here and type your name. Okay. My whole name, huh?
Yes, that's how the system has you do it.
My fingers are terrible.
I'm assuming you're typing in the different, it happens to me.
Confirm signature, confirm signature. What happens? I confirm the signature, nothing.
Then it means that, did you click on the box that says I certify? It's a little bit
maybe
on top of the signature side.
Yes, I did click on that one.
Okay. Now, is your name looking the same exact way with the capital letters, the capital J, capital L, capital S?
Yeah, I got a period in mind, so I'm going to take the period out, okay, after
okay.
the L.
It had to have been the period.
I think it, yeah, it worked.
Okay,
it goes
perfect.
Local. And then it goes local username, what I put there.
That's going to be your dashboard, so we're going to start getting that set up for you on the dashboard side. That's what's going to be able to track everything. You'll be able to see your results on there. What's going to happen is we're going to get started with your application today. Now, that text that I sent you for the application, what's needed, if you can go over that and send it to us as soon as possible. If you need help, tomorrow when we give you a call between 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, we can always help you out. We'll go more into detail tomorrow of what needs to be done. And we're pretty much done for right now. Do you have any questions for me?
Do I need to fill out this local username and password now?
No, you don't have to worry about that yet. We're going to get you those credentials and send them to you within the next few days.
Okay, and I've got here, it looks like Local Splash Support. Welcome to Local Splash. And that is where I find that questionnaire that I'm supposed to fill out. Is that correct?
Yes, I sent it over to you through the text message. Let me tell you exactly what it says on it.
There's two of them.
Yeah. It says, please fill and submit your Google guaranteed form below to begin the application process.
Okay, I got three of them, so please. How far down do I have to go to each one of these? Is
so,
it the first, second, or third one that you, because otherwise I got to hope all three of them. Which one?
Yeah, it's any of them is fine. It's all the Google guaranteed form.
Okay.
It has the link, so, the locals. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so access the dashboard, is that what where it's listed?
No, you don't have to worry about that right now. So if you go, I would exit out of that. Go back to your text messages. I sent you the text that says, hi, Jerry, please fill and submit your Google guaranteed form below to begin the application process. You're going to click on that link that's right there, which is the localsplash.com/GGAPP. And it takes you directly into a form. So that's where you're going to be putting in your first, last name, email address, business name, physical address, the year that your business was established. You're going to fill all of that out. And then
it's
all you got to do.
Is it, Laura, called the application form?
It's called Google Guaranteed Form. And
okay.
At the top, when you open it, it says Google Guaranteed GG Application Form.
Yeah. Yes. And then there's a highlighted application form the next paragraph down. So that's where I find that. Okay, got that. Let me open it and see what it does.
Okay.
Yes, it asked me questions like, what is your first and last name?
Correct. That's exactly the form you're going to fill out. And then
okay.
Send that, just submit it when you're done. And then tomorrow we're going to give you a call between 11 and 12. If you have issues with the form, don't worry. Tomorrow we'll help you out with it when we call you. But on our end, we're pretty much done. I'm going to email you out that Google invite also. And do you have any questions for me?
No. Let me ask you this. How long have you been working for Google Local Splash?
I've actually been doing this for a little over 10 years.
Okay.
So I have experience in this.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
My question to you, because I've got some other things going out there, and I honestly can't afford to do all of them or both or two or three things at once, what do you recommend that I would drop?
I would.
Once I get the leads, I'm good, but it's getting these leads. I've been doing this war for 20 years, and this is really frustrating to me.
So I was actually going to tell you that before we get off the phone as well. So I would get rid of Surefire Local, especially because you haven't seen any results. I wouldn't even start working with that company you spoke with a couple weeks ago. I would basically just stop doing all of that. Google Guarantee is where,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say Google Guarantee is where it's at. Now, if you're looking to do like first page placement also on the local map section, we can also help you do that, but I don't recommend doing that until, winter is done. Because right now you don't need that. Right now Google Guarantee is the perfect option because you're only going to get charged for qualified leads, not junk, you know? So I would just cancel everything else that you have going on SEO side. As soon as your season starts picking up again next year, if you want to branch out more to like first page placement, we also do Facebook ads, which work really well. We can absolutely do that for you, but I would recommend until your season starts, because those are different than what you're doing right now with Google Guarantee, where it only charges you for qualified leads.
Okay. All right. I have like Angie, and I think I spend money at Yelp, you know, that type of thing.
Angie's, to be completely straight with you, is terrible company. They actually were sued for millions of dollars for providing faulty leads to their customers. It's a junk company in my opinion.
Has that been recent, Laura?
Yes. Look it up online. This was just this year.
Okay. I'm really not happy with them, and I spend quite a bit of money. I spend all that I'm spending with you now monthly plus, okay? So it's kind of frustrating.
I understand that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Anything else?
As of right now, no. I have everything here, but if you have any other questions or any type of concerns, you have my direct extension, please call me. But regardless, I will speak with you, or our onboarding team will give you a call tomorrow between 11 to 12. Okay?
All right, Laura. Thank you. Appreciate
you. All right. Thank you so much, Jerry. I appreciate you. You have a good rest of your day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.